I guess thank you all very much for the flexibility as far as the delay in starting now. Be'ezras Hashem, things can be smooth and continue to be smooth. I apologize if it's a little bit shorter, just given some of the technical issues as far as timing and the like for me. And again, I apologize for that. I do want to speak about a very important topic today, and one that I think can frame a little bit the nature of Karban Pesach, and hopefully more than that, be able to give us some good context as far as what part of the goal of Pesach itself really is all about, as Karban Pesach is undoubtedly a main part of all of it. Let's begin as follows. We spoke about yesterday how almost all karbanos can be smoothly divided up into one of two categories. We have karban yachids and we have karban sibors. We have karbanos where the individual is it's the individual offers, and we have karbanos which are really all of Klal Yisrael offering it as a whole. And we spoke yesterday a little bit about the nature of a karban sibor and how a sibor may be far greater than just the individuals that make it up, but the sibor itself may actually be its own sort of independent entity. The power of a tzibor far greater than just the individuals that happen to make it up. What gets amazingly intriguing is how exactly you categorize Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is a Karban Yachid, or Karban Pesach is a Karban tzibor. So what exactly is it? And in a certain sense, it seems to break a variety of rules. On the one hand, the Mishnah Psachim on Sadi Aleph Amid Aleph quotes a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Karban Pesach cannot be shechted just for one individual. Ein shochnes a Pesach al hayachid, divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi says that you could have a Karban Pesach with one person, provided, as Rashi explains, that one person could eat a whole lot of Karban Pesach. But strictly speaking, you could have one person do it, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, however, you could not. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, on some level, just highlights the fact if you can't even be offered as by an individual, so clearly, lichora, it's not a regular karban yachid. Yet, on the other hand, it is not offered in terms of one karban on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. A karban tamid, a karban musaf, that's one karban being offered on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. That's not what's going on here at all. So it's sort of a little bit challenging to figure out where and in what way we're really going to be able to categorize the karban Pesach here, what exactly it's considered to be. We paskin halacha lemaisa, the Rambam and Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, that if you would be a yachid and you would want to eat Karban Pesach all on your own, that you're allowed to. But, says the Rambam, we try lichadchila to not have that reality. We try lichadchila that people should be eating it not as an individual, but rather as part of a group. That's the way that we build Karban Pesach, is that Karban Pesach is consumed as a group. And again, in a certain sense then, it's a yachid could do it, but we try to avoid having a yachid do it altogether. What's interesting, though, when you look at the evidence, as the Gemara in Yuma points out on Daf Nun, the Gemara is in Psachim as well, typically only a Karban Sibor can be Doches Shabbos, and only a Karban Sibor do we offer if most people are considered to be Tamei. If most are Tamei, we'll offer certain Karban Sibors. We won't offer a Karban Yachid. Karban Pesach seems to break the normal Karban Yachid rules. It's like a Karban Sibor. It would be Doches Shabbos, and it would be Tumma. That's a Gemara Mesach Psachim from Hillel. It has the ability to be Doche those things. So part of the question is, well, it's not all of Klal Yisrael offering it. It's not a regular Karban Sibor. It's also not an individual offering, at least Lichadchila or typically. And unlike a regular Karban Yachid, you would offer it even on Shabbos, you'd offer it even if people were Tameh. So what is Karban Pesach? Is it categorized as a Karban Yachid? Is it categorized as a Karban Sibor? Let's go for it right now. 1, 2, and 3. Let's see if we're... Okay, great. What we're going to try to develop is the following. We're going to see that there are some different indications in Rishonim, and then we'll speak about three ways that people sort of categorize Karban Pesach as being a unique kind of karban. The first thing to point out is that if you look in Rashi, Rabbi Kalinsky, who now is the dean of, I think, undergraduate Torah studies in YU, Rabbi Kalinsky wrote an article about this years ago where he did a fantastic job. But if you look at Rashi in different contexts, and look at the Gemaras in Yuma, the Gemaras in Pesachim, if you look at some of the things that are on the Makor Rashi, Rashi and Zvachim, there seem to be different indications in Rashi as to whether or not Karban Pesach is a Karban Yachid, or Karban Pesach is a Karban Tzibor. The Gemara in Yuma seems to, at least at one stage in the Gemara, be explicit. U'Pesach de Karban Yachid hu v'doch es ha-Shabbos v'esatumah. It seems to be pretty explicit in the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Nun that Karban Pesach is a Karban Yachid. Rashi in Psachim on Samach Beis Amid Beis seems to write like that also, that it's that Karban Pesach is considered to be a Karban Yachid. Yet, Rashi in Psachim on Samach Vav Amid Beis writes explicitly that Pesach Ikri Karban Tzibor De'asi B'Knufya, that Karban Pesach is like a Karban Tzibor because you bring it B'Knufya with a gathering, with part of a group. That Karban Pesach is not brought individually, but it's part of a group. Rashi in Zvachim on Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph says that also. Says Rashi in Zvachim there that Karban Pesach is a Karban Tzibor. So if we're trying to figure out how we're going to categorize Karban Pesach, is it more of a Karban Yachid or more of a Karban Tzibor? Because it's not offered by everyone, so it's not really a Karban Tzibor, but it's also not offered by individuals, at least L'chadchila and practically ever, and typically it's offered by a whole group. So is it really a Karban Yachid or a Karban Tzibor? It's not all of Klal Yisrael, but it is something which we would offer on Shabbos. It is something which we would offer if most of Klal Yisrael was Tameh, we would still offer this Karban. So what exactly is it? And if you look in Rashi, so Rashi in the Gemara in Yuman Daf Nun and Rashi in Psachim and Samach Beis implies it's only a Karban Yachid. But Rashi in Psachim and Samach Vav and Rashi in Zvachim and Kuf Yud Zayin seems to write explicitly it seems to be somewhat of a Karban Tzibor. So what is it actually? Is it really a Karban Yachid or exactly makes sense? I'll be mocked in whatever we say with something which I think of Rosenzweig has said a bunch of different times, and I think it can frame things a little bit. We are, please God, this Shabbos beginning Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra. Karban Pesach is not found in Sefer Vayikra. Karban Pesach is found in Parshas Bo. It's more of a, I think Rosenzweig likes to call it a Shmos Karban, not a Vayikra Karban. And the fact that its placement in Chumash, the fact that it's not there in Vayikra with the other Karbanos, may tell us on some level that Karban Pesach is not a regular Karban that you could categorize, that you could place into sort of a neat box the way you could with some of the other Karbanos, the way that you could with a Karban, the way that you could, as an example, with a Karban, with an Ola or a Chatas. Karban Pesach is unique. It is a Shmos Karban, and that in and of itself is indicative of something. There is an additional point here, which I think is important, and that's the following. I would just point out Derech Agav. I always wondered if that Rosenzweig idea has implications with other Karbanos also. I'll give you one example. There's another Karban not found in Sefer Vayikra. That Karban is the Karbanos of a Nazir. The Karban of a Nazir is a very strange Karban Chatas of a Nazir. A Nazir, when he stops being a Nazir, brings a Karban Chatas. And Chazal and many Mepharshim try to figure out why that would be. Hare, he's not, it's not that he really sinned in a classic sense. Why is a Nazir bringing a Karban Chatas? And part of it may be that it really is not a regular Karban. It's a Parshas Naso Karban. It doesn't play by some of the normal rules. And in each context, figure out what that means. But the fact that Karban Pesach does not neatly fit into the categories of Karban Yachid or Karban Tzibor is not in and of itself per se so surprising. I'll add one additional detail where it becomes interesting. If you want to argue that Karban Pesach is a Karban Tzibor, you have to contend with something else, which is what Rashi, we quoted yesterday, Rashi in the beginning of Parsh Vayikra writes, which is that what makes something a Karban Tzibor is the fact that the money is paid for with the money we raised through the Machatzis HaShekel. That when people are all paid a Machatzis HaShekel, so we used that money for Karban Tzibors, that's just not the case with Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is not used with money that comes from Machatzis HaShekel, so part of what we have to figure out a little bit is what exactly is going on here with Karban Pesach. So we will make three suggestions. The third, I think, will be uniquely powerful, but let's begin as follows. The first mahalach is to argue that Karban Pesach is just something which is a little bit in between. The Rambam, as an example, wrote an introduction to Maseches Zvachim or Seder Kachin, where the Rambam says there are actually four kinds of Karbanos. There are Karban Yachids, there are Karban Tzibors, there are Karban Tzibors that are like Karban Yachids, and Karban Yachids that are like Karban Tzibors. They're all these hybrids. Says the Rambam, V'hasug ha-revi'i, karban yachid ke'en karban sibor, is a karban yachid, which is like a karban sibor. How is it like a karban sibor? V'hu karban pesach. Karban pesach is like a karban yachid with qualities of a karban sibor. It's somewhere in between. It's somewhere in between. Tosfos in Yuma and Davav seems to say like that also. Tosfos in Yuma and Davav says, well, it's like a karban sibor because it's offered by lots of people. That's why it's docha Shabbos. That's why it's able to be. That's why it's able to be docha tuma. But says Tosfos in Meseches Yuma. Says Tosfos in Meseches Yuma. But unlike a karban sibor, we're going to try really, really hard to avoid bringing it. If most of Klal Yisrael is tameh, we're going to try to really find tahor people. We're going to do whatever we can to minimize relying on that sort of a kula. So Tosfos and Yuma and the Rambam are both really on some level hybrids. Yonatan correctly pointed out just now in a comment that they're hybrids in different directions. The Rambam says it's really a karban yachid with certain karban sibor components. That's how it goes. The Tosfos and Yuma seems to write it's more of like a karban sibor, just it's not as much of a karban sibor. For both of them, though, at least what we see is on some level, it bridges the gap between karban yachid and karban sibor. The problem for both Rambam and Tosfos and Yuma is trying to figure out, if we're able to, what exactly about them, what does it mean that it's somewhere in between? What does it mean to be a karban yachid, which is also a karban sibor, or a karban sibor, which is not fully a karban sibor? What's it really all about? So we will make, again, 2 to 3 suggestions. In the Shut Zera Avram, it's on the sheet there on source number 14, if you have it, the Zera Avram tries to point out, based on a mechilta, an amazing chiddush. Rabbi Klinsky has this in his article also. The Zera Avram, quoting the mechilta, has an amazing observation, which is the following. There is a Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Meseches Kiddushin. If you're just learning Kiddushin on its own, we would easily miss the significance of this Gemara. But the Gemara there is looking for the source of Shlichus, the source that you can have messengers. And the Gemara says that how do we know, the Gemara points out, that you could have, theoretically, one Karban Pesach offered by all of Klal Yisrael. That all of Klal Yisrael could combine for one Karban Pesach. Yet, Rav Nachum Zenba and Zera Avram points out, it looks like that's on some level b'dieved. And therefore, based on the comment of the Mechilta, what he suggests is that there are actually two separate and distinct obligations. There are two chiyuvim when it comes to Karban Pesach. It does have, on the one hand, an individual Karban. We have to, on our own, be offering Karban Pesach. If we don't, we offer a Pesach Sheni. We have to be offering a Karban Pesach as individuals. Yet, there is an additional layer of obligation that just as all of Klal Yisrael has to offer a Karban Tamid, all of Klal Yisrael, we have to make sure that we're offering a Karban Pesach. Now, I think the way it goes is that typically, as long as individuals are offering a Karban Pesach, there's no need for the Tzibur to offer it because it's been offered. The Jews have brought the Karban Pesach. However, what the Gemara in Kiddushin means, when the Gemara in Kiddushin says that all of Klal Yisrael could combine together to offer a Karban Pesach, what the Gemara means there is something a little bit different. What the Gemara there means is if you would not have Yechidim offering a Karban Pesach, so then we would actually be offering a joint, one Karban on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael called a Karban Sibor, the Karban Pesach. In that sense, for the Zera Avram, the fact that Karban Pesach is hard to categorize, is it a Karban Sibor, is it a Karban Yachid? The answer is yes, it is both. Or Oaf and Schnitzel, if you're a Yaakovson fan. It is both. It is a Karban Yachid and a Karban Sibor with both components really there, which may explain elements of the mixed evidence. If you want to take a little bit of a step back, I would suggest that part of what it may indicate about Pesach, al derech drush, is that Pesach is about, we connect on Pesach on two levels. Us and our own individual connection to Ribono Sha'olam. We are Yechidim on Pesach, but also Pesach's the birth of the Jewish people. So we left Mitzrayim, and we have for the first time Klal Yisrael in many ways coming together. In that sense, the multiple elements of it, a Karban Yachid and a Karban Sibor, in many ways do in fact make a lot of sense. Rav Hutner and Pacha Yitzhak in Maimer Lamed Gimel has an additional way of suggesting how could it be both a Karban Yachid and a Karban Sibor. Not that both exist, but rather in many ways it serves as the bridge. This is an amazingly beautiful idea. Most carbon seabores are when there is something called a seabore. Something called a seabore. Just point out to the only time he raised the question just now. He's using the chat function more than anyone else, I think. You may have similar phenomena when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. It's possible that there are obligations where you have both dual obligation and a seabore obligation taking place. Correct. Rav Huttner suggests that maybe it's a bit of a bridge, and this is a powerful idea about Karban Pesach. And that's the following. Typically, there is something called Klal Yisrael, and we have an obligation, therefore, to offer a Karban Tamid or to offer a Karban Musaf. The Tzibur of Klal Yisrael has an obligation. There are other situations where we are Yechidim. Part of what Pesach as a whole is about is the formation and building of Klal Yisrael. Suggests Rav Huttner, the Karban Pesach is the Karban that we offer, not as a Tzibur, but is part of what forms us into a Tzibur. That is, the way he says it right now, is Geulas Mitzrayim Hihi Sheyatzer Es Chavraya Azot Shama Hu Tzibur Kenes Yisrael. For Rav Huttner, and here's part of the Kenneth voice we saw yesterday, Rav Huttner says, Klal Yisrael is an independent entity far greater than the Yechidim. What we saw yesterday from the Ragat Shavar, we saw yesterday from Miel, which was yesterday from the Salvechik, Klal Yisrael is far greater than just a combination of individuals. Says Rav Huttner, when did that idea first come into play? It came into play when we left Mitzrayim. Until Yetziat Mitzrayim, we were a bunch of individuals. Yetziat Mitzrayim is what formed the idea called Klal Yisrael. That when we come together, we are far greater than just a lot of individuals. We are a new entity called the Jewish people. Part of what allowed us to form into Klal Yisrael, part of what allowed us to form into that new entity that we saw yesterday developed based on the Ramban in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, is the Karban Pesach. That Karban was what brought us together in many ways. So in that sense, it's not really a Karban Yachad or a Karban Tzibor. It's the Karban that took Yechidim and made them into a Tzibor. It's the way in which we actually merged and came together. We'll speak about, I hope we'll have the opportunity, in a sense, there's often a merging of Yachid to Tzibor that Karban Pesach we offer every single year. Karban Pesach we offer not only when we are when that initial time of Yetziat Mitzrayim, but we continue to offer Karbanos, the Karban Pesach, because in a certain sense, again al derech drush, Karban Pesach is what always offers us the ability to be Yechidim that are merging into part of the Klal, to be able to feel a deeper connection, one undoubtedly which is on the one hand more challenging, yet also more apparent in the situation which we're in, doing it through the internet, from the comfort of our own homes. We are Yechidim, hopefully forming a Klal in a certain sense. There is a third Mahal, which hopefully we'll have the opportunity to develop at greater length, and that is the following, that Pesach is not a Karban Yachid or a Karban Tzibor, but a version of a Karban of Mishpacha, or a Karban which is made up of smaller groups. Normally, we stand in front of Ribbono Shalom as either Yechidim, or we stand in front of Hashem as Klal Yisrael as a whole. But often, like we do sometimes with Minyan and the like, we serve as smaller tzibors. And part of what Karban Pesach was, is us serving and coming together as part of a tzibor. That's how we would do it. I wasn't bringing my own Karban Pesach, nor my Yotzi through the Karban Pesach of all Klal Yisrael. What we have is, we are coming together on some level. That smaller groups are coming together. It's like, if you can forgive me for the, you know, in Chassidus and Noam Elimelech, Rav Kook also speaks about, when it comes to Avas Yisrael, concentric circles. There are people that we always feel much closer to, and then there are people that we feel closer to in a, you know, I feel not as close to. They're a tier 2 or a tier 3. Like we have, sometimes you have something like a tier 1 friend and a tier 2 friend. We don't refer to them as such. That would be probably a little bit off. That's a social tip. But what we would have on some level is we have tiers of people. We have tiers of family. There's immediate family. There are first cousins, second cousins. That there are tiers that exist. Karban Pesach, in a certain sense, is about merging and having not a yachid and not a tzibor, but being able to rejoice with those around us, being able to have a connection with the mishpacha which is there. You want to talk about an idea which may resonate for so many of us right now who are at home with families. So this Pesach, or at least hopefully will be good by then, but if not, certainly the preparation of Pesach, as Rosh Chodesh is upon us, is a time when we exist not as just Karban Yachids or Karban Tzibors, but we appreciate the independent entity called a mishpacha, the independent entity, not only limited to mishpacha, but the smaller groups are closer concentric circles, which undoubtedly are present and undoubtedly are there in very, very real, in very, very real ways. Shaya, control yourself. What we do, however, we are able to get is, thank you though. What we are able to have is something very important as far as Karban Pesach as a whole. So we try to develop today is, whereas yesterday we saw that there are karbanos, there are karban yachads, and there are karban tzibors. In fact, we're aware of the fact that there are that Karban Pesach breaks normal rules. It's a karban tzibor like a karban yachad, a karban yachad like a karban tzibor. What exactly is it? Does it have components of both? Is it the karban which forms us into a tzibor? Or is it the karban of the group? The karban of the group, something which I think is very, very important for us to be able to connect to, because often, without developing the idea at length, when you can have close relationships with groups, you can also better appreciate the meaning of Klal Yisrael as a whole. That sometimes if we're able to feel a connection to individuals, it allows us to feel also a connection to larger groups. The same way that Mashal Mahad Avradome, that when it comes to the Holocaust, we spoke about this in the past, when you can appreciate one individual story, that allows us to connect to the enormity of the loss. So similarly, that's true also when it comes to when you connect to individuals. So that allows us to connect, if I have it, not just me on my own, but with a connection of a group as a whole, that allows us to feel a greater connection to Klal Yisrael as a whole. And hopefully then we can at least appreciate a little bit of the unique status of Karban Pesach. We're not going to do the halacha today because we often don't do the halacha at the end of Shir. We just say that we do. But hopefully, again, I thank you for your indulgence and for your understanding of the delay. And again, it should be a schus for Shlema, for my father, Aaron Shaul ben Rachel, and for all of the cholim, besoch Klal Yisrael. Thank you very much. And